This is AP News Minute. A Christmas Day storm spins out of the Midwest toward the East Coast, leaving behind snow as far south as Texas and Oklahoma, and a wet, wintry mess in places like Washington. President Obama and members of Congress are coming back to Washington, but the fiscal cliff still looms, and a deal may be far off. No negotiations are set, so tax rates could spike come next week. The State Department is criticizing an effort by Russian lawmakers to halt adoptions of Russian children by American parents. President Vladimir Putin indicates he will sign the measure. And the world's longest high-speed train went into service Wednesday. It travels the distance from Beijing to Guangzhou in 8 hours. That's about the distance between New York City and Key West, Florida. I'm Matt Friedman, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.